Money. What is money? Why is it an important aspect to everyone's desire? Well, we know money buys you clothes, food, housing, etc. In today's topic, we will be talking about how the wealthy lived in the 1920s, how the poor and rich lived, difference between a dollar then in the 1920s and a dollar now. A dollar back in the 1920s was $12.84. Now, as said in the CPI inflation calculator. Imagine living in that time period. Everything would be cheaper compared to now. More than 10 times cheaper. If everything was cheaper then, how much would you be making? 10 times less, I suppose. Now the whole idea of everything being cheaper is not good anymore. Now we have two special guests, Bryna, who will be telling us about the rich lifestyle, and or Ian, who will be telling us about the poor lifestyle.
Being poor back in the 1920s was a very big deal. You couldn't live a normal life. While one-fifth of the American population made their living on the land, rural poverty was widespread. In spite of agricultural overproduction and successive attempts in Congress to provide relief, the economy in the 1920s experienced a depression. Large areas were accompanied by falling prices at a time when American farmers were burdened by a heavy debt. Between 1920 and 1932, one of four farms were sold to meet financial needs, and many farmers moved to urban areas. So all this madness going on, basically, everyone had to fight for the money that they had and that they owned.
Back in the 1920s, everyone wanted to be wealthy. Being wealthy was the goal, but it never came easy. The wealthy used a saying that said, "The rich get richer and the poor get poorer," which turned out to be true for that time period. You were either born into a wealthy family or you fought your way to the top. People in the 1920s would have so much money they wouldn't even know what to do with it all, so they spent it on things like huge parties, fancy cars, bigger houses than they could manage, and very extravagant clothing. If you were rich, you didn't live where everyone else lived. You lived in urban cities. Back then, the rich people would invest all their monies into stocks, so when the stock market crashed, they automatically became poor. They had to be moved to where everyone else was, which was called Hoovervilles. Hoovervilles were shacks that families lived in after they lost their homes. They were basically made up of whatever resources you could find. It was a house of trash. The rich eventually had to rely on other people and places like soup kitchens and bread lines to just survive the week. This was a huge eye-opener for the rich and the poor.
Yeah. So pretty much in this podcast that we talked today, we talked about the difference between the dollar amount, the difference between the rich and the poor, how different their lifestyle is, and how it affects their living styles. So, Dorian, what'd you think about all this?
Honestly, it's just a lot. It's a lot when it comes to, like, the past and the money.
What do you mean by the past?
The 1920s. Basically, not in the 2000s.
Okay. So, what's your input in that, Bryna?
You can tell that there's, like, a big change between the decades.
So a big change in the decades. Can you elaborate on that? Like, what do you mean by that?
The dollar amount has changed and the way that everyone is living has changed.
How so?
Well, for one, I'm pretty sure we have more bills to pay, so.
More bills to pay? The bills have been the same since, like,
no, back then. Prices have gone up on everything lately.
Well, yeah, but you're pretty much, if you made a dollar back then, you'd be making like $12 right now. So meaning if the bills were like $200 over there, it'll be
2400.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I know my math.
Is that math like calculated correctly?
That's kindergarten math.
If you say so.
No, it's more like middle school. Multiplication, you know.
All right.
All right, guys. So stay tuned for our next podcast that we'll be posting later on this week.